This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. In Corn Belt states right now, farmers are worried about something that sounds like it came out of the Little Shop of Horrors, a super weed. Palmer amaranth is its name. It's tall and tough, chainsaw tough. The weed has been a problem in the South for a couple decades, but now it's showing up in states like Iowa and Minnesota, threatening corn and soybean crops. And some farmers who were trying to do a good thing by planting native grasses and flowers may have unwittingly spread it. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
As a weed scientist at the University of Minnesota, Jeff Gonsolis has seen a lot of mean weeds. But the Palmer amaranth is notoriously aggressive.
It's very adaptable, and it's a threat because of how quickly it can spread.
He says the superweed can grow 2 to 3 inches a day, up to 8 feet, crowding out other plants. It easily produces upwards of 250,000 seeds per plant, and its woody stem can be murder on combines cutter bars.
You may not even be able to harvest your crop.
Experts think the weed may be getting spread as farmers restore prairies, planting pollinator-friendly species on lands they put into government conservation programs.
The pollinators and butterflies just love those flowering plants.
Bob Hartzler is an extension weed scientist at Iowa State University. He says the government pays farmers a premium for establishing pollinator habitats on conservation lands. And with corn and soybean prices down, farmers are more interested in doing that. But Hartzler says local seed dealers lack enough native seeds to meet demand, so they buy species from out of state and throw them into the seed mixes.
And they went to areas that had Palmer amaranth.
Hartzler suspects contamination from out-of-state seeds helped spread the weed into 49 counties in Iowa, up from just 5 a few years ago. But Anthony Cordelet with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture cautions against blaming the superweed spread on conservation programs.
You know, it's on our borders, and it's going to continually keep moving in or trying to move in through all kinds of different avenues.
Whether it came in through seed mixes or by hitching a ride on farm equipment, he says it was bound to arrive one way or another. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.